Задание второе. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй», «и» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I love martial art movies. You know, like karate and judo. I know that's sort of strange. I mean, girls usually don't like martial art movies. But I love them. I guess it's because my dad taught me karate when I was young. And then I went to karate school to get my black belt. I'm pretty good, though not as good as stars like Bruce Lee. When I watch these films, I really appreciate how good the real experts are. They have to practice a lot to make it look so easy.
Speaker B.
I love the old classic films. You know, the black and white movies they show on late night TV. I love it when they have classical festival at our local movie theater, and we can see these films on the big screen. Somehow, the stories are both more melodramatic and more realistic than the stuff they're making today. And the acting is so much better. A lot of actors started on the stage back then. Unlike actors today who start out on TV, you can really tell the difference.
Speaker C.
I'm fond of good romantic movies. I like going with my husband. He says he doesn't like romantic movies, but I don't care. They have a good influence on him. After going to a romantic movie together, my husband starts sending me romantic SMS messages and even brings me flowers. It doesn't last long, but it's nice for a while.
Speaker D.
Oh, comedies for sure. Yeah, my friends and I are always first in line on the day a new comedy comes out. You know, the kind with teenagers doing really, really stupid things. My mum complains that the stories are unbelievable and the language is awful, and she's right, of course. But, you know, they usually have a moral, kind of, you know, about loyalty or courage, and you have to look for it, but it's there.
Speaker E.
I love being scared, so give me a good horror film any day. Some people think horror films are too predictable. I mean, of course the first few people are going to have to die before the hero or heroine can figure out who the villain is. But you don't really go for the story. It's about style. The combination of the music and special effects are amazing stunts. Somehow the best of the horror filmmakers can still surprise us. That's what's so fun.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I love martial art movies. You know, like karate and judo. I know that's sort of strange. I mean, girls usually don't like martial art movies. But I love them. I guess it's because my dad taught me karate when I was young. And then I went to karate school to get my black belt. I'm pretty good, though not as good as stars like Bruce Lee. When I watch these films, I really appreciate how good the real experts are. They have to practice a lot to make it look so easy.
Speaker B.
I love the old classic films. You know, the black and white movies they show on late night TV. I love it when they have classical festival at our local movie theater, and we can see these films on the big screen. Somehow, the stories are both more melodramatic and more realistic than the stuff they're making today. And the acting is so much better. A lot of actors started on the stage back then, unlike actors today who start out on TV. You can really tell the difference.
Speaker C.
I'm fond of good romantic movies. I like going with my husband. He says he doesn't like romantic movies, but I don't care. They have a good influence on him. After going to a romantic movie together, my husband starts sending me romantic SMS messages and even brings me flowers. It doesn't last long, but it's nice for a while.
Speaker D.
Oh, comedies for sure. Yeah, my friends and I are always first in line on the day a new comedy comes out. You know, the kind with teenagers doing really, really stupid things. My mum complains that the stories are unbelievable and the language is awful, and she's right, of course. But, you know, they usually have a moral, kind of, you know, about loyalty or courage, and you have to look for it, but it's there.
Speaker E.
I love being scared, so give me a good horror film any day. Some people think horror films are too predictable. I mean, of course the first few people are going to have to die before the hero or heroine can figure out who the villain is. But you don't really go for the story. It's about style. The combination of the music and special effects are amazing stunts. Somehow the best of the horror filmmakers can still surprise us. That's what's so fun.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.